Well, the first process is to formulate your question. So in an academic setting, this looks like creating your thesis or writing your hypothesis. So what is the question that you're looking at? Often, if you're writing an academic paper, this will kind of already be given to you in the outline provided by the professor, but you will also have to enhance it and develop it yourself. Then you want to gather your information, which means doing your research. So really dig into the research, figure out what there is out there on the topic, and really take a few days to get engaged with the research and the literature so that you can develop your own opinion on the topic. Apply the information, so ask yourself what concepts are at work, what assumptions exist, and is your interpretation logically sound? So again, this is a process of going back to your own mental biases, understanding whether your assessment of the information makes sense in relation to the literature that you're reviewing. Consider the implications of this information. So what does this research imply in terms of the world? Are they making any suggestions about how to change things? Are they making any suggestions about how this scientific research will apply to human nature? So what does this information mean? Because when you're considering that, it'll also allow you to develop a stronger critical analysis and understand the information in context. And then fifth, you want to explore other points of view. And this is absolutely necessary when you are writing an academic paper, because you don't only want to provide one view of a topic or one analysis of some research, because you want to have a well-rounded analysis. So by presenting and exploring other points of view, you're also going to have a stronger argument, because you're going to understand what the other person or what the other group of people will say about the topic, and you will be able to therefore strengthen your own argument.